Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Florian Possberg, a partner with Polar Pork. Thanks for joining us, Florian.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
The issue of trade and tariffs is once again drawing media attention in the wake of U.S. President Donald Trump's announcement that he's prepared to impose a new 35% duty on imported Canadian goods starting August 1st. What concerns does that create for Canadian agriculture at this stage, and in particular the pork sector, and why?
Well, 35% tariff for product going to the U.S. is a really big deal, quite frankly. But there are some exclusions, and specifically items that are included in CUSMA and are trade compliant don't attract the 35% tariff. So like the pigs that we export to the United States, they would not attract that tariff as we understand it. And I think that includes energy and things like potash. It doesn't sound like the 35% tariff is on that. That being said, there's a lot of trade that Canada does with the U.S. that would attract the 35% tariff, so it's still a really big deal.
What are you hearing from U.S.-based customers at this point? How much common ground do we have within the pork sector on this matter?
Well, because a lot of our trade is compliant already, and so we avoid that 35% tariff. It's not as pressing an issue blanket coverage of tariffs that were anticipated, in the earlier days. So that's taken a bit of heat off of our particular industry. There are certainly industries that are going to be really impacted. So we'll wait and see if this comes to be, or if this is a kind of a bomb thrown out there to get our attention so that the things that they really want to negotiate will be negotiated.
How has been the response from Canada and Mexico to the ongoing attention that the trade talk has been getting, and how much optimism or how much room for optimism do those responses create for agriculture?
Well, the whole thing about tariffs is they create uncertainty. And Prime Minister Carney announced on June 16th that he expected that we would have a trade deal renegotiated with the United States within 30 days. Well, we're past the 30-day mark, and there doesn't seem to be any real resolve. So there's a thought out there that this whole thing was an opportunity for the U.S. to alleviate some of the trade barriers that have been longstanding irritants. And so it appears that President Trump is going to use this to his advantage to get some things done that Canada has been really not able to accommodate for the Americans. So, and the big thing, of course, is supply management in our dairy and poultry, that they've really had a long standing irritant with Canada.
What impact is all of this having on the level of confidence among pork producers? How is that actually affecting markets, and likely to affect markets moving forward? And what's the significance of that?
Well, at this point, we don't know if there's a negotiated settlement that will leave supply management in place. If the United States is absolutely stuck on wanting to eliminate the supply management trade barrier, it could cause a huge escalation in the trade war going forward, because Canadian Parliament just passed unanimously a statement that supply management was in no way going to be negotiated out of business in any trade deal. And American stance is you're going to get rid of supply management come hell or high water. Well, that's an impasse. And that may very well cause the whole tariff thing to escalate. And quite frankly, at this point, we don't know where that could end up.
What should pork producers be watching moving forward, and why?
Well, I think it's not just pork producers. I think it's the economy of Canada. Supply management is a small percentage of our overall economy Canadian-wide, when you consider energy and minerals and auto and just a multitude of things. If our trade with the United States is compromised over dairy products and poultry, and 80% of the dairy production is in Quebec and Ontario, so it's a big deal, but for a very small number of producers there. But, we have universal support for them from our Canadian Parliament. So that's a conundrum. And there's just no way of predicting what the outcome will be, because we seem to have two very strong positions that are in conflict.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, it is a time of uncertainty. We've been dealing with this since Donald Trump got elected as president of the United States, and it's had hot and cold periods. It looks like we're getting into another hot period, and, wait and see. Sparks could fly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Florian Pausberg, a partner with Polar Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.